This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Russian military has intensified attacks on the last holdouts of Mariupol, while UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres reached an agreement in principle with the Russian President Vladimir Putin to evacuate civilians. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Officials in Mariupol, battered by Russian bombs, missiles, and tanks since the beginning of the war, say the Russians hit a giant steel plant with some 35 airstrikes on the day United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres met with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Guterres saying after the meeting both Russia and Ukraine need to work together to get the civilians out of the plant and the city.
To enable the safe evacuation of those civilians who want to leave, both inside the Azovstal plant and in the city, in any direction they choose, and to deliver the humanitarian aid required.
An estimated 2,000 Ukrainian troops and about 1,000 civilians have been inside the plant for weeks. The UN leader is to meet with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday. I'm Tim McGuire.
Russia's state-controlled natural gas giant Gazprom says it has cut gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria after they refused to pay for the shipments in rubles. And Gazprom said in a statement that it has not received any payments since April 1st from Poland and Bulgaria and was suspending the deliveries to them starting on Wednesday, and warned that if they siphon gas intended for other European customers, the deliveries to Europe will be reduced to that amount. The move follows Russian President Vladimir Putin's order to switch to rubles in payments for the Russian gas supplied to Europe. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.